WF House presents an unabridged recording of The Funeral Crier by Wenyan Liu, narrated by Helen Gravel. Chapter 1. Great-great-grandma was dead. The whole village was touched by an eerie atmosphere, almost a strange relief. It seemed everyone had been secretly waiting for this moment to come. She was great-great-grandma to everyone in the village. I didn't know how old she was at the time. We just knew she was alive. I felt a moment of surreptitious excitement and a shameful buzz in my chest, since I would earn some money from her epic death. A young woman in a white linen gown and matching cloth hood approached me in the cramped kitchen. Walking on the street like this would be enough to reduce little children to tears. She read great-great-grandma's obituary to me while I dabbed powder on my cheeks. Several village chefs and their helpers were preparing food amid much shouting and chopping. I could hardly move. I was surrounded by stacks of large cardboard boxes with fragile porcelain printed on them in thick black letters. The young woman didn't look happy, but she didn't seem too sad either. Then again, I could be wrong. What you saw was not always what was there. "Will you really be able to remember her obituary?" she asked me. "Yes." "I'm just worried. If you make any mistakes, my uncle will be mad at me." "You don't need to worry. I promise everyone will cry. Trust me." "Let me read it once again, just to make sure," she said. I nodded, and she began. "Dear great-great-grandma lived an extraordinary life of 106 years. She selflessly devoted herself to the continuity and prosperity of her family. She suffered various hardships during her exceptionally long and enduring life, and she did many remarkable things. She had 25 grandchildren, 62 great-grandchildren, and 16 great-great-grandchildren. More than 30 of her descendants live abroad. She will be remembered dearly by her family and her village. She lived the longest on record in our county, so we all feel tremendously proud of her. Her heartbreak was that 7 of her grandchildren predeceased her. Let us cry for her and keep hope in our hearts for ourselves." I took a brief look at myself in the mirror. My face was pale, my eyebrows were painted long and my lips bright red, the perfect image for a traditional funeral crier. There were several black and red makeup stains on my white gown, but nobody would notice them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?